hold on a second. Retell the gold you were just telling.
No. All right.
You were saying gold. Oh, we got good to see you, Aunt. Good to see you, Christina.
Hi, Chippa.
Yeah, hey, little Jeffy Curland. How you doing, Jeff?
Good to see you, Chippa. Glad to see you're surviving the quarantine, though.
Jeff, don't even get me started. Hold on, let Daddy fix his hat. So, little Jeffy, you were saying something. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was saying I hardly left the borough during the whole quarantine.
Now, which borough is this?
Queens. I literally hardly left Queens, unless you count Williamsburg near the border.
I would count that as leaving, sure.
He's the king of local humor.
He just sure
throwing
is.
Throwing out all those local landmarks, Williamsburg and boroughs. Yeah.
So let me ask you something, Jeff. What were you doing in Williamsburg, if you don't mind me probing?
No, it was just a local barbecue, only 3 people.
Oh, that's a really bad. I had a birthday party once. Only 3 people showed up there. Talking about that.
That's humbling, huh, Chip?
Yeah, it sure is for them because I invited 2 and they brought 1 extra. Let me ask you. Yeah, Aunt, you look good. Your camera looks good. Christina, you look beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, I haven't seen Christina in a while. Very good to see you, dear.
Great to see you, Aunt. Looks like you're living nicely over there.
Yes, I'm trying, during these most trying of times. And, of course, Bobo, it looks like a mugshot.
It sure does.
Driver's license.
Yeah, okay, true.
There you go. Little Teddy Curland, let me ask you something. I'm so happy you're here, Teddy. So the whole thing is this. When you've been in Queens, how you been protecting yourself and whatnot? Because me, I got a mask.
Ah, me too.
That's pretty much been what I've been doing, wearing a mask.
Hold on. But you know what the problem is, Teddy? Look at this.
Oh, boy.
Wait, where you going? What happened?
Oh, jeez.
Is there a home invasion?
No, I was making a mask.
What's your mask say, babe? That's adorable.
It was a home invasion. It was one extra chromosome broken.
This is from the Real Housewives of New York City.
Oh,
that's chill.
Yeah.
My mask is broken.
What do you mean?
Because it don't hook on to nothing. Look.
It looks like a Kotex on your face.
Yeah, it's not a sanitary napkin.
A sanitary napkin.
No, but the funny thing is, I've been wearing the same one. Oh, my mother called it a plug. She would always go, Chippa, get one of my plugs. It looks like I've been shot.
That's the tampon.
Yeah. She would always save them and reuse them. So my job was to wash them out in a sink.
Oh, God, you can't reuse them. They open up like a beautiful flower.
Back to its original shape then?
Well, what I would do is I would wring it out, and a lot of times then I would have to wash the clots off my fingers, but I would wring it out into the sink and I would let it dry with my fingerprints in it. And then I would slowly pet it with moist warm water, and 3 or 4 days later it'd be ready for Ma to use again. And I'd have to mop up the floor and clean the rug and the couch, because 3 or 4 days without a plug, and Ma was known as a heavy bleeder.
She had a heavy flow. Aunt Flo was visiting.
Oh boy, Aunt Flo was in the rug. Aunt Flo was in my shoes one time. Aunt Flo was on the ceiling when my mom would come, and they'd be hitting the floorboards in particularly hard.
Like the elevator in The Shining.
Yes.
This is happening to me as we speak. I have this pimple here because it's not easy, guys.
Ew, you're ragging. Ew.
Almost. I'm sure Flutie is too. You know, her and I are synced up still.
So. Oh, she plays the flute and gets cranky. You can always tell when her flute playing suffers.
She should let people know by putting a tampon in the front of the flute. Little string hanging out of their mug.
Yeah, Flutie's going to be a cranky business. Oh, so hold on a second. Now, let me ask you, little Jackie Curlin, I'm so happy to have you back on the program. Let me ask you something. How's your ma, your sister, your fucking, I know you got a couple of fish, little Jeff Balloonigans.
My mom and sister have been fine. Hold on a second. I got someone who wants to meet you, Chippa.
Oh, boy. All right, cool.
Probably a girl with big tits.
I would doubt that.
Program tonight. Thank you very much.
Oh, who's that?
Oh,
it's the Maloonigans.
Oh, that's what a weird looking little French poodle that is. What's that?
Look at that.
Poodles are mix.
A poodle mix?
Poodle schnauzer mix.
What's that?
A poodle schnauzer mix?
Both breeds will be destroyed.
What's that?
He's a schnoodle.
Oh, all right. Jerry Maloonigans. What a weird name for a dog. he's very cute, though.
Very cute.
Whoa. I'll be honest.
Is that what your dick sees at night?
Old Jerry Maloonigans coming in for a little peanut butter jam treat. So let me ask you something, little Kenny Curlin. Are you upset now that Christina's all married? I know I'm not happy.
it's not a big loss.
Wow.
Brutal.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Bobo.
Somebody really knows how to hit hard.
Yep. Talk about humbling. Jeez.
That's good. You got to make it seem like you don't give a shit about him.
Yep. That's it. To the heart.
It's one of the Moan's rules.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bobo,
make it seem like they're no big loss or nothing.
I care about Christina, but you can't stress about something that happened.
Right. Just another brick in the wall. I know.
Yeah.
Honestly. Well, that's just, another hole in the wall. let me ask you something. Now, this is a maturity in you, little Teddy. This is a maturity that I haven't seen. When did this maturity occur?
That's kind of always been around.
What's that?
It's always been around.
So let me ask you about the lady situation. Because me, myself, I've been sinking into Cooter like it's fucking quicksand, if you know what I'm talking about. How about yourself?
During this pandemic, it's hard to pick up girls.
Yeah.
How about before the pandemic?
Before the pandemic, I almost finally figured out the right time to
hit
the park.
Hit the park?
Hit the park. What are you cruising behind a bush?
let's just say there's a lot of snatch to be had when you're walking your dogs in the park.
Oh, he's using the dogs as pussy.
Oh, wait, with the snacks out, what the dogs are leaving behind, are they? That's a terrible snack.
No. Old stinky Tootsie Rolls.
He's right, though. That's the
girl. I hear the pussy magnet.
Oh, that's right. It must be backwards and repels it. opposite poles.
Oh, that was a damn good one.
Oh, Bobo.
All right, so let me ask you something. It's good to see you again. Right now, you're having a bit of a Cooter drought. Chipperson understands. Off. But how you feeling with the Metropolitans and all that? Are you going to go down and watch a little bit of a baseball game?
I'm excited about the season. To watch the season at home, I can't be at the stadium.
Why it's not? Like, Fair weather fan.
They're not letting anyone in the stadium. If I show up in the stadium, the stadium's all fenced off right now.
They're going to put cardboard cutouts up. You're going to be able to actually buy and send in a picture of yourself or a friend or something, and then you send in money, and they will put your little cardboard cutout in the seats.
I was actually gifted one of those.
Oh, you were?
Yep, I was.
How much are they?
I think 100. It depends on the team. Like the Yankees are very expensive. The Mets, I think, is 99 cents.
Ouch.
They gave it free from season ticket holders, from what I get. Oh,
yeah. Hey, maybe your cardboard cutout could be a guest on the show from now on.
Something tells me it looks exactly like what we're looking at right now.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it's exactly that.
Are you wearing Metropolitan gear?
Yeah, exactly. And for all I know, by the time season's end, that thing might have a bunch of things in dents.
Oh, right, from the baseball hitting.
Yeah.
That thing's sitting in the center field seat somewhere.
Let me ask you something, Daniel. Do you think this whole fucking COVID thing is Major League Baseball's way of saving on the foul balls? Because what's going to happen now is nobody with the gloves is going to catch him. They're going to say it's part of the fucking cake. They're going to save a lot of cake.
Fuck, that is disgusting.
Oh, horrible.
I never get over that.
No, it's a conspiracy. It's so they want to make money off of selling those foul balls. Any foul ball that isn't caught and that lands somewhere where fans can't get it, they just grab it, snatch it up, sell it in the game used memorabilia lot.
Oh, they have one of those? I didn't know they had a game. Oh, get up, back up, Christina. What are you doing? You're ruining the podcast. Get back up. What'd you do? What'd you do down there? What'd you drop? A little bit of coke, crack, fucking crack? What'd you drop? Pornographic material?
No, I've got this puppy, and he's making a lot of noise. So I didn't.
Oh, that's a pseudonym for a cooter. This little puppy's making a lot of. He's really barking.
Yeah, my cooter is screaming right now.
Let me see your dog.
There he is.
Oh my God!
Yep, this is Marty. Marty McFly.
Marty McFly. Oh no! Look at him. Yeah, that is adorable.
He's very cute.
What is it? What kind?
The dog.
The Mousy.
It's a mousey. No, it ain't. Was the cat chasing him?
It's one of those little yap-yap in the purse dogs. You
know? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks like a shih tzu.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Kumia, you got me going. Oh,
knew it.
What is it? Full of crap or something? Hey, you know what we ought to do? We ought to get Marty and Mr. Maloney together and say, hey, be gambling. What's going on over there? You know what I'm talking about.
Marty is very fluid.
I can't hear that.
He is fluid. He will roll with anybody.
You don't like Chip as regular regular guy?
Everybody's like, yeah.
No, you know what I'm talking about over there with Maria with her giant cans. I was like, thank you, but no, you know, she's a nut.
Pack of you, Chip.
Yes, very ham and egger.
Very yeah. Joe Sixpack.
It really is. Yeah, ham and egg is a very good way to pub it. I'm fucking Chippy Sixpack, but of only of Coke.
Coca-Cola? Or
I hope so.
Fuck, no, you know the Coke I mean.
How people do Coke. But.
So let me ask you something. Little Jeff, have you been checking Chipper out on TBS, or are you just a Fairweather friend?
I've been checking Chipper out on TBS.
Are you voting?
I'm voting.
Nice.
Much blah. Hold on a second now. Oh, there it goes.
I'm rocking the vote as
it just stomped all over you.
That's all right. What's that, buddy? You got to say it again. I didn't hear. Sorry.
I've been rocking the vote as some of these Gen Z people have been saying.
That's chill. Appreciate it. Because daddy needs to go further. That's all. I'm hoping I beat Gilbert. I don't know.
I think it's in the bag.
I don't know. Oh, that's what I said about somebody goes, hey, where's all your cum, Chipper? And I said, it's in the bag.
Chipper's got this one in the bag. You can place money at your local casino and you're guaranteed to win.
Wow.
I like that. You ever go to Yonkers and you ever go watch harness racing?
Stupid harness racing.
You don't like it?
Dumb fucking horses. Aren't they supposed to just run as fast as they can? That's a race. Yeah. That's some idiot in a buggy trotting. Oh, my horse. I went like years ago when I was a kid and I bet on the thing and my horse was doing this and then he starts galloping and I'm like, yeah, good. Fucking go. And they're like, no, he's disqualified when he does that. What kind of race is that?
Wait, why can't he gallop? I don't understand. What's he, the gourmet or something?
They're the trotters. They could just trot. They're only allowed to do that. It's stupid.
He's in the wrong race. He needs to be another kind of horse.
A thoroughbred. You get the fucking nice. That's the good horse racing.
Wait, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. Little Danny, I fucking bet on a horse. They said he's a mutter. I said, how could he be a mutter if he's a lady? Wait, no. I said, give me the mutter. And they said,
so far.
How could he be a mutter if it's a guy or something? We laughed about it. You know, you had to be there.
Right. That sounds like a real inside joke.
Yeah, it's real horse racing stuff, baby.
Yeah, yeah. A horse that runs in the mud is a mutter.
Yeah. What's a horse that runs in the fod?
Fodder?
That's right.
What's a fod?
What's a horse that's really sad? A cudder. That horse was really messy. He's a clutter. Chipper said you're adorable tonight. Fix your hat, Daddy.
What's a horse that used to be on the Howard Stern show and now does nothing?
I don't know.
A stutter.
That works out.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, this is going to be really good because I like butter. What is a horse?
Wait, you just.
What's a horse that you spread all of the English muffins?
Oh, my God.
A cream cheeser.
God damn it. That was it. I was going to throw a curveball.
I try to predict where Chip's going.
Yep. If you had to name a horse, all right, let me ask little Jeff Curlin the question. Little Jeffy, if you had to name a horse, what would you name him? Because that's the funny part is the horse names.
I would name the horse Get Me Estella just to hear the announcer have to yell out Get Me Estella every few seconds.
Like good. It's a beer.
That's good.
God damn it. That's better than mine.
Coming around the far turn, it is Get Me Estella. And then someone would get him Estella, and he's like, no, I'm announcing the race.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it'd be funny if there was another one that said, my horse's name is Don't Give Him Anymore. He beats his wife when he drinks. And then it would yell, Get Me Estella. Don't get him anymore. He beats his wife when he drinks. The whole thing would be Balogun Abbott and Costello routine.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like, who's on first? Exactly.
Dude, you ever heard that routine? When I was a kid, I would always beg the teacher, let's do the routine. And she would say, who's on first? And I just kept going, third base, third base, third base, third base. She said, you're ruining it, Lyle.
Oh, no.
Because third base is getting your hand down her pants, right, Lyle?
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I would always do third base and sniff my fist.
Your fist?
Get Me Estella. Fucking like it. Babe, what would you name a horse? And don't lie or I'll know.
I don't know. What would I name a horse? It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. I don't know. I don't know what
I like that. It's a little long for my taste.
It's all right, though. I feel like that, you know, makes sense for me because of how much I love pizza.
I'd name it Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, with those choppers.
AOC coming around. They'd probably just call it AOC.
They probably would just call it AOC. Yeah.
How come no one's asking me what I'd name a horse?
I was just going to, Chip. What would you name your horse?
Laura.
Is there a reason or anything behind that?
It's a pretty name. When I was a boy, my dream was to own a horse named Laura.
Laura.
Yep.
What color is the horse? What color is the mane?
Well, the whole thing is not just one part. Okay, I see. Sorry. The mane would be green because I was going to make a punk rock horse.
Oh, you were going to dye the horse's hair. Okay.
Spray paint.
That's not good. Oh, my God. Paint. That's so dangerous.
I know.
It's toxic.
I know. I didn't know it. I saw a retired racehorse, Can of Worms, it was called. Can of Worms. And they were going to put Can of Worms out to stud. But I thought, how funny would it be if Can of Worms had white paint around his eyes, not realizing that you can't spray paint a horse right around the eyes because they open them and they get paint in their eyes and then they go blind and run out into the street and get hit by a truck. can of worms right out into the street with paint in his eye. Got hit by a pickup truck.
Another Jefferson animal story gone awry.
I got up on a ladder and I'm like, it's going to be so cute when can of worms has little white glasses. And he was so scared. He went, and he ran out all blind and shit looking for help.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What did you say it was? That's it was terrible. A dump truck?
No, it was a pickup truck filled with cement. Oh, not big enough to kill him on sight. So what happened was it hit him. And apparently his front two legs were broken, but the back two were fine. They were fine. So I put him up on my shoulders with his little broken legs, and I kind of wheelie walked him back into the thing. I'm like, don't fucking say nothing. You're going to get me in Dutch. They found him the next day. He was alive. But he collapsed on his leg, and his fucking stupid horse face was in the hay.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
You just left him there, Chip?
I figured he'd be fine. I'm like, come on, stand up. You're being lazy, can of worms.
Oh.
This is a tragic story. Worms.
Again, is there one story of you interacting with an animal where it does not end in some kind of tragedy?
Sure there is.
Let's hear
I had
one.
A Komodo dragon.
Wide array of animals.
I got a Komodo dragon for my 7th birthday.
Oh, wow.
That's
that's pretty cool.
Who gave you that?
It was a neighbor.
Oh.
He had a Komodo dragon named Marvin. And I loved that dragon so much, and he would let me pet it. And then one day, the father found the mother sleeping with somebody. So he picked up a bat and killed everybody in the house and then shot himself. So I went over and took Marvin home.
Okay. Oh, so Marvin was the only survivor.
Happy story.
Marvin was the only survivor, yeah. But I had to get rid of him because he had brain matter all over him. Apparently, my friend was holding Marvin when he got shot with a bat.
Oh, he was hit with a bat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Marvin was a fun little animal, but every time baseball would come on, he would go, make a weird noise and go under the sofa. Couldn't handle it.
Aren't they poisonous?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that. And I would always do a thing whenever I had a pet. I would always pick it up and I would suck its pecker on the butt as a joke. As a fucking goof. Trust me, Bulbs, it was a goof. I fucking picked up, I sucked his pecker. I was fucking sick in the hospital, but I didn't tell him what happened.
Wow. You didn't tell him you sucked a Komodo dragon's pecker?
No, I just blamed some old guy down the thing. I'm like, he gave me candy and enforced his pecker into my hiney. They actually sent him to jail and he was killed.
Oh, wow.
They called him a tree jumper and beat him to death.
But the dragon's okay, right?
What's that?
But the dragon's okay.
Yeah, what happened to Marvin?
Yeah, he's fine, but he started bugging me out. A lot of times he would make noise at night. So one winter, I just put him outside. I'm like, you're free.
They can't go out in the winter like
he
that.
He was fine. I came out the next day. He was on his side, fast asleep. Couldn't have been happier. Couldn't have been happier.
I hate
finally.
Chip, but I don't know if he was happy.
Oh, he was sleeping snug as a bug in a rug. So let me ask you something. Curls, how's your mom? She had her injury. She's okay? She healed up?
She's still slowly walking. She's not able to walk too long.
Oh, no. Is she going to be okay?
She'll be fine. She's been working out.
Working out? What has she been doing? I've been doing some leg exercises.
I don't usually see her when she's working out, but she does some workouts that the therapist taught her.
Does some works out. Yeah, and how about yourself? You've been hitting the gym. You look good. Your hairdo looks good. This level of maturity, I like it.
It's not the young, wild little Bobo anymore.
Right. This is the mature Mr. Curland with his dog, little Jerry Maloonigans.
Working out with using 2 full jugs of water.
Jugs.
Oh, fuck, the prison workout. That's great. What else do you do? Hang off your bunk?
It does. Makes a grilled cheese on the radiator.
Yeah, exactly.
I jerked off into a tissue. I compromised.
Yeah, I fucking, I wanted to have a manicot, but I had the grilled cheese.
I compromised.
That and sit-ups.
Oh, you've been doing some sit-ups?
Yeah, there's only so much you can do when there's no gyms open.
Yeah. How many sit-ups you do? Oh, sorry, babe. What were you asking? Go ahead.
What about push-ups? Don't ignore your arms.
I haven't gotten around to do too many push-ups. I'm not so good at push-ups.
Gotten around to push-ups.
Yeah, what are you, too busy to do push-ups? Like, I'd love to do push-ups, but I'm swamped.
I had them penciled in for today, and then my schedule.
I did the abs, then all of a sudden some other things came up. What else came up? What have you been doing, Bulbs? Don't be afraid. Tell us.
Been loading the trucks.
Oh, you're back to work.
Oh.
It's always been around. Now it's just more than ever. Pandemic. The only stores that are selling is buying online.
Ah,
that's true. Very busy. Where are you? UPS?
Hope you're not at FedEx. Didn't you wonder why you were loading a gun?
There's a uniform with a hole in it or a hat. A hat with a hole in it. He shot himself in the head.
He did. That fucking asshole.
Oh, that dummy.
A hat with a hole in it.
Oh, that guy was a dunce.
He sure was.
Did you see that? The Opie and Anthony show and Jimmy were in his little manifesto.
Yeah, when did he write that, though? Was that a long time ago?
I think that was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, Norton saw that. He's like, hey, somebody's finally writing about me. It's like, Jim, it's not the Times. It's a mentally ill man who hates you.
Andy, it winds up he killed another one of these kind of male chauvinist lawyers in California.
Was it him that did it?
Guy. Yeah, yep. They said that was him. Crazy, right?
Crazy. You know, that would be like me finding a hilarious guy with a big pecker and killing him.
Oh, okay, because it's the same good thing. He wanted to get rid of the competition, and that's what you would do.
But then again, if he was going to kill himself, what competition? How many cases did he get in 8 days?
He just, as I see it, he panicked. I had a plan. He went to the door with the uniform and the package, and when the judge didn't open the door, and it was her husband and the son, he just went like, and just started shooting. He didn't know what to do. He didn't think his plan out.
Oh,
no contingency.
Not,
crazy.
Not at all.
Poor no family. Contingency.
Yeah.
No sucks. Contingency plan. Yeah, but he was crazy. We knew it. Jim Norton called him, what did he say? He insinuated that he fucked chickens.
Yep. Jim Norton did say that. It was one of Jim's finer moments. He's had a couple. That was one of his finer moments, insulting a litigator and then getting himself sued like the dope that he is.
I think he got court costs, though. That was.
Oh, no, he didn't. That was a mistake. Greg Gutfeld meant well. He made an error. Norton did not get any 140 G's that had to be settled through insurance. But Norton did not have,
Norton did not have to pay insurance. Oh, thank God. Oh, well, he got what was coming to him. Not Norton, the other guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was not a nice guy. But all kidding aside. What, your eye is itchy. Do you got pink eye? Don't get me sick.
No, that was just watery eyes.
Oh, y'all emotional? What did I say?
No.
Was it when I thought of kicking Mr. Maloonigans in the stomach with a boot?
Oh, no.
I don't think you said that out loud.
I know, I just thought it and laughed to myself.
It was eye sweat.
Eyes sweat. What do your balls do, blink?
Maybe he's allergic to Mr. Mulligans.
Maloonigans? No, it's a...
Old blinky balls.
Your eyes are sweating.
Oh, my eyes smell like onions.
Why don't you roll a little deodorant on them? All right, don't do that.
Yeah. No, hell no.
Sweaty eyes.
Yeah, can of worms. God.
And then rub some Visine on your nuts.
Yeah, what? Are your eyes okay, Daniel? Do you want to dab them?
They're okay.
You got a nice full head of hair. That's good. Your hair looks good.
Thanks, Chipper.
You're welcome. So let me ask you, you're working over there at UPS. You're loading up trucks. What hours are you working? And there's no need to make it up.
4 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Ah, wow.
Boy.
That's early, Chipper. I mean,
Five hours. 5 hours. What time do you wake up? That's a Lawson Early day, babe. You're not kidding. How beautiful is she? To all kid decide.
Oh, beautiful.
Bobo, if she would have you, you're going to tell me you wouldn't marry this lovely girl?
Oh, I would. Oh, I would. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Would you worship her toes? She likes that.
Of course I would.
She likes her feet kissed. She likes when a man worships her feet and tugs his pecker and saying this little piggy did this and that little piggy did that and whatnot and things of that nature.
As he's tugging his pecker.
Yeah. Oh, roast beef. I can never get past the roast beef guy without shooting my jizz on the rug.
Is it because you love deli meat so much?
Fuck yeah, it is. That's exactly it. Toes and deli meat. The combination makes daddy jizz.
By the third toe, you've had it.
Oh, this little piggy went to market. The stay home guy, I don't give a fuck about. But that little roast beef buying mug every time, fucking jizzing all over the rug. And the one who had none, I don't need nothing to do with.
Wee 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 all the way home, a chance.
That would be the time to shoot, would be during wee 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 all the way home.
Nah, I don't like that because I always giggle thinking of piss.
All right. Everyone's got their own way to do things.
Yeah, I never realized that the piggy was making a pee-pee.
That's what I always thought. Let me ask you a question, little Larry Curlin. Let me ask you a question, my dear friend. What's a fun new joke that you've heard? Or what's an old joke that you liked when you was just a boy?
No, an old joke I heard years ago was, what was the strongest days of the week? Saturdays and Sunday are the rest are weekdays.
I get it.
You know what? Good. God damn it. I wasn't expecting it to be that good. Here's a joke that I still tell to this day, and I say so without shame.
Let's hear it.
There was this guy, right? He's in France, right? He's going over there for business, taking care of stuff. Yeah, he was walking around outside the hotel. He's like, do I go to the Louvre? Do I do this? But a boop, but a beep. You know, he's not sure. Cab comes by. Guy says to himself, I don't want to walk.
for those 70-year-old viewers.
You're just a low down hoochie coocher, Cormier.
All right.
So the cab comes. The guy's over in Paris. Remember, they speak French over there, right? So the guy hails a cab. He gets in the cab. And wait, hold on. No, that was not it. There was a French guy who comes to New York. Sorry, forget that part.
What, the whole thing?
Yeah, I made a mistake. It's not in France.
Okay.
It's in New York.
It's in New York. Could be in Pittsburgh, anywhere you want it to be. So this Frenchman comes over. He flies over. Boom, gets an hotel. He's fucking relaxing, taking a nap, decides to go out. He hails a cab, but he don't speak English. Right? So it makes me laugh. He gets in the cab. And the cab, he goes, and a French guy wants to go see the Statue of Liberty. But he can't speak English. So he gets in the cab, right? And the cab, he goes, where do you want to go? And the French guy's going, French, whatever. He doesn't know. And the guy goes, oh, you don't speak English, right? And the French guy, like, you don't know. So then, the cab, he goes, oh, you want to go to the Empire State Building? And the French guy goes, no. And then Daniel, the cabbie, goes, do you want to go to the Brooklyn Bridge? The French guy goes, no. And he goes to about 9-10 other monuments. And then finally, the cabbie says to the Frenchman, now remember, they speak French, so yes means something different. He goes, do you want to see the Statue of Liberty? And the French guy goes, wee wee, wee wee. And the fucking cabbie goes, not in my cab, you know.
Could use to trim the fat a bit on that one, but wow, at least it had a great payoff.
Sure did.
Oh, that's like a Norm Macdonald story.
That's why I told everybody that they were speaking French, just so you'd be prepared for the humor that I knew was arriving.
The we. And now it makes sense because you told us that he spoke French.
Yep, he spoke French. Christina, do you have any jokes as you beautifully rest your hand on your fist just thinking about Chippa?
Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut?
Did I hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? Did he hate being up in space?
He just needed a little space.
Oh, I almost had it. God damn it. That was a cute joke.
That's why we leave jokes to you, Chip.
No, that was a cute joke. Okay.
I got one. There's a guy, and he's from France, and he's in New York, and he doesn't speak any English.
Why wouldn't he learn the language before he comes on vacation?
I don't know. I thought the same thing when I first heard the joke.
Yeah.
So. And he gets in, and he doesn't speak English, and the cab driver's going to help him out with a little English. So
yeah, good luck with that, boy. One last time I got into a cab, he took me way out of the way, if you know what I'm talking about.
56 packs back.
Yeah. I said, don't take me to 38th Street. I said, but don't go to Brooklyn or Queens, because I know what you're trying to go.
I hate it. So you're driving away from the airport, and he goes, I'll help you with a little English. And then the French guy goes, oh, whoa, what is this? And the guy goes, oh, it's a plane. It's taking off. And the guy goes, oh, take off. So then they drive a little further, and they're by the zoo, right? And they see a zebra. And the French guy goes, what? And the guy goes, oh, zebra. He goes, oh, zebra. So they're driving through Central Park, and they see a woman pushing a stroller. He goes, what? And he goes, oh, baby, it's a baby. So he gets home. And this woman, a friend of his, asked him how his vacation in New York was. Did he learn any English? And he says, yes. And the woman goes, what'd you learn? He goes, a take off zebra, baby. Take off zebra, baby.
No, but you want to finish it where he goes, and then I got wee, wee, wee all over the floor.
Right. And the cab driver got mad. He goes, not in my cab. I gotcha.
What if he seen the zebra first?
Zebra, take off, baby.
Oh, see, I messed that joke up. I told it once, but it was a small pony. So I said, take off small pony, baby.
Oh, pony?
Oh, see? You can make your own joke with that one. Just find some funny words that mean something else when you say it like a French guy would say it.
Let me ask you a question, yeah. Daniel. Why did it get dark? What are you watching? A Dracula picture?
Let me get the lights on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, turn those lights on.
Get that meter spinning.
There you go. That's better. Yeah. Now, are you in your room?
Yep, I'm in my room.
Oh, jeez.
Let me see the room. I don't know what your room looks like. Let me see your bed, but you better not have any pornography on it. Because, you know, I don't go with that stuff. You know, different show. You know, wrong show.
It's empty. I can't really show the room.
Oh, boy. What's going on?
What do you got? Is there a pocket? You know what there?
No, we're painted.
You're painting it?
Thing.
Yeah, Bobo, do you sleep? Is your room maybe not as furnished as it should be? They dug a hole in the shed. Put a mattress in the hole in the shed. I reckon they didn't want me in the house.
What are you in the shed? You paint your bedroom, Bobo.
Yeah, oh, okay.
To know.
Oh, okay. That's a window. That's
yeah, Mets
good.
Stickers.
Ah, Mets stickers on the window.
That's yeah, that's ask him, babe.
What color are you going to paint your bedroom, Bobo?
It's going to be like a lightish blue.
That's a nice
lightish
color.
Blue.
That's a nice color.
Lightish. What's to blue. The other side of the window?
Well, the other side, I'll show you a little thing on the window.
Look at that. Oh, look at it. He's such a supporter
Anthony.
And a fan of the show.
Wow.
I like that.
I don't see a lot of Chippa's in.
Oh, a lot of wow stickers there. And
yeah, I don't see any Chippa.
Oh. Well, if Chippa had a Chippa sticker somewhere available, I'd have a couple of them in stock myself.
Oh,
got to get Chip Army stickers. Mm-hmm. Sergeant General Chippa said, we'll do that, young Curland.
Hey, got to send some chipper stickers my way.
Oh, okay, cool. I like that. I like when you say it like that. That's chill, like you a man of the street.
I bet if you turned a black light on that room, it would look like a Peter Max painting.
Yeah, but only on the shoes. It was just beyond the shoes in front of the TV, standing there, trousers around ankles, just looking. I like your tank top, Christina.
Thank you.
That's really holding those in. It's nice.
It's not easy, Aunt, you know? It's a job.
Great. Holding them back. Ah.
Especially the left one. It's like,
The left one, is that a juicier model than the right?
Big time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's this? Because my mother had a breast difference where one was a 42E mm-hmm. and a 32B was the other one. I don't know what happened.
Wow. It's not that dramatic. No, it's not. Oh. But it is a little off.
It's like someone was trying to make a balloon poodle with her.
Yeah, they used to not be that way, but she had a couple of friends come over after work release, and then one was all swolled up.
That's a shame.
So, Christina, the left one is, shall we say, more voluminous.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Sure, yeah.
Now,
that one just shows up to party first. You know, it's like that one enters the room first.
Yeah, that one is kind of like, it checks out the vibe. The right breast hangs outside, smokes.
Yeah.
The left breast is inside, talking, getting to know people.
Send it in for a little reconnaissance.
Exactly. Should we get out there or what? And then we, woo!
Take a look. Let's see if it's safe for the big one, big juicy one to come in.
The big, heavy Bubba. Look at
Bubba. Bubba starts laughing.
He knows. I guarantee you right now, Bubba's pecker looks like a diving board that's drooling.
I think we've done this before.
Nothing beats the sight of a nice big set of Bubbas.
Ah,
I'll tell you what beats it, the feel and taste of you, what I'm talking about. You get your fucking hands all over. Fuck, fuck. You get me a big pair of boobs. I'm like, thank you. I'm good. Give me my lunch pail. I'm going up.
Lunch pail. Such a regular guy.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Just a regular guy. What are those? All your shoes back there?
Yeah. Those are just winter boots.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm inside of an office / closet.
See some Uggs.
Toilet paper holder. I got a lot of toilet paper in here.
So. She puts on her Uggs. That's great. That's her OnlyFans room. She has toilet paper and Uggs for the weird fetish people.
OnlyFans, right? Are you a cam girl in that room right there?
Yeah, you know, me and my Charmin, we really get it on.
Yeah. Earning that money during the pandemic.
Put on some Uggs and make a duty on the rug if you don't mind.
Oh. That would be quite the experience. How much should I charge for something like that?
$8?
That's it?
Oh, maybe more. I wouldn't know. Maybe more.
I would charge more than that.
What size feet you got?
We're a 6. I got baby feet.
Oh, those are little tiny feet.
What about the left foot?
It's a little bit bigger.
Looks like Shaq's foot.
Wow.
It looks like Shaq and Dudley Moore's shoes next to each other.
It's like just enough to notice in a pair of heels, you know?
Oh, interesting.
Like, the one that goes first.
The booba, the foot. What about your hands? Line them up.
Yeah, this one is bigger. See it?
Wow, that is fucked up right there.
Yup.
The whole left side of me is just like bulging.
Yeah.
The right is very petite and you know, just very meek.
That's cool. You're like, what's his name from the Joker? Half Face.
Oh, Half Face, right. That
half
guy.
And half. I related to the Joker.
Related to him or you relate to him?
I understood because I'm an agent of chaos.
You certainly are, Chip.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that. You're totally upsetting the TBS show with your amazing comedy. They didn't expect that. Totally unexpected.
Coming. That's
chaos. Sure.
They're going to do a documentary on me. And I said, you got to name it what I tell you, and I'll be happy to do interviews and everything.
What did you suggest?
It's going to be called Chipperson, More Than Just a Warlock. Ha, ha, ha.
Are they going to be the? Is it going to be the colon after Chipperson?
Yeah, but I told them I wanted it to be a colon and then a comma.
That makes no sense. Well. A semicolon, but that doesn't even work.
I hate the combination.
You don't like it?
You want a colon
and then a comma.
Comma, colon, colon, comma. Never
Chipperson. What is it? Chipperson.
More than just a warlock.
More than just a warlock.
And on the front, it would just be me looking evil.
Is this a deal breaker if it doesn't happen? If they say no?
They got to call it that because, you know, my humor, I am inspired by other realms.
Realms? Oh, like the dark,
dimensions.
The dark plane, right.
Yes. Believe me, my humor is funneled to me. Chipperson.
That's an awful thin neck on the funnel. I think you need a wider funnel.
Very hurtful.
Damn it. It was very hurtful. I'm sorry, Chip.
What are you saying? It's more like an IV drip than an actual flow? Your salary couldn't drip out. Fix your hat, Daddy. Okay, well, I want to look a little
I love longer. That hat on you, Chip. It looks so good. You look like a baller.
Yellow's festive, too.
Yeah! Victory! Let me ask you something, Christina. You're the lady. Oh, Daddy's ear itches. You're the lady in the crib. Would you think that I should do it like that? Which way looks more natural? Or like this?
Oh, man. You know what? I feel like both of them are great, but I think the second one might be my favorite.
What's that?
Really yeah.
Like rim action. Well, there
you're you like rim so action, hard. Huh?
Yeah. You're making it so hard to decide, Chip. So hard.
From Let the front, ask- it just looks like a duck. It looks a little duck-like, so you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but got that brim, there's something real fly about that. You know, pretty fly for a white guy.
Thanks, babe. And you said brim. Do you remember that commercial, fill it to the rim with brim? I used to repeat that. I would say it on a loop when the commercial would come on. I would sit on my hands and rock and go, fill it to the rim with brim. Fill it to the rim with brim. Fill it to the rim with brim. It feels good to say.
Your mom must have been very annoyed with that.
Yeah, she was. And sometimes it was very hard for her to lift her arms because she had so many skin tags. They weighed her arms down. But when she would lift it and drive that elbow back, it would make me stop.
Did you used to play with her skin tags? Rub them when you go to sleep at night?
Babe, they were so comforting. I would rest my face on them like they was a rubbery bath mat. And I used to love taking nail polish and painting her skin tags different colors.
Oh, God. Like little Easter eggs.
Yeah, they were really nice. And the heavier she got, she was a Rubenesque woman. It wasn't her fault. It was a thyroid thing. And then her calves and the ankles got kind of black and chafed. And I would always rub lotion on them out of love.
What a good boy you are.
Thank you. My mother would say that. You're a good boy, Lyle. Yeah. Mama's toes need rubbing. And then I would dump her bedpan.
Did she have those big lymphedemas on her legs like they get on My 600-Pound Life? The big lymphedema, those mysterious things you see under their giant clothes that are just wobbling back and forth. You don't know where they came from, what they're
called. Yeah, she had a lot of that. Connected. I didn't know what it was called, but there was a lot going on. Like the dress would, you could always tell Ma was in the house that when the waft. That would come out.
It's very hard to stay clean when there's so many folds and whatnot from the lymph, from the thyroid problem.
Yeah, a lot of times I'd be cleaner with care, but sometimes Reggie and Lamar would come over and they would push her naked outside and clean her off like Pulp Fiction with a hose.
It's good that both of them were there because you probably need the strength of both of them to kind of like
lift up certain
things and clean underneath.
Nah, they would just make her lay on the ground. She would lay there like a cow, and they would just spray her with a water jet and say things like, fat white bitch, dirty, smelly fat bitch.
You saw this?
Peeking through the blinds.
Oh, it's got to be a little traumatic.
You ever went out there to try to help?
No, because I went out there one time, and my mother said, Chipper, get in the house and have yourself a peek freen.
What?
It's a very serious cookie.
Yep. Oh, okay. Pink Fiends are a very serious cookie. That's another one I get on the loop with. I couldn't stop.
Is that like a Milano cookie? What is that? I don't know.
That's really not nice. I don't know what race it was. That's not very nice at all.
It was like they compressed fucking sand into the shape of a cookie. Yep. That's how unique it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
special. Okay. It was terrible.
Did you like Pink Fiends?
Oh, the driest, shittiest, unsweet, sand-like cookie.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Is that something that you buy at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things I think adults buy if they have kids in the house so the kids don't eat it.
Oh. Oh, I
you know,
it was like
coffee soda.
Bring out the cookies. You
know? Yeah. My mom used to have to put stuff in the fridge all the time that was just that we wouldn't like. She didn't like it either, but at least we wouldn't fucking eat it or drink it.
Listen, what you got to do to parents out there that probably already know this, you just put the stuff in boxes that they wouldn't touch. So like, you eat a devil dog, let's say. You put
Fuck
it
yeah!
Ah, oh, a chipper dog.
Yeah.
Right, and you put it into, I don't know, like a Brussels sprout thing.
Ah!
You know what I mean? Like, you have to... Oh. To cover it all
That's
up.
Nice to have to hide things from
lie.
Your kids.
Yeah, you gotta lie. Mm-hmm.
I hated devil dogs. The name was so appealing.
I loved them.
Those dry pieces of shit. They sucked all the moisture out of your body.
You put them in the freezer. They're delicious.
You know, the old days when they were this big and they had cream in them and... Yeah, they just got skimpy with the cream. The cream's the only thing that is supposed to not make it so dry. You're right, though.
Yeah. We used to have a thing in our house called Devil Dog Tuesday. So if I did my homework, my mother would take scissors and cut the end off a devil dog and allow me to enjoy.
Just at the end?
She would eat the rest with the cream, but I would get the end part, the dry part, and she would say, it's Devil Dog Tuesday, Chipper.
No cream. Do that with things like hot dogs also, pickles?
What's that?
Did that used to happen with other things like hot dogs and pickles?
Yeah, she would give me the not part of the pickle. And she would say, I know you like this. And
belly button.
I loved it. I loved the belly button and a pickle. So let me ask you a question there. What kind of treats do you like, Daniel? What's your favorite treat when no one's looking just to indulge yourself?
I like those Reese's peanut butter cupcakes.
Oh.
Cupcakes?
Yeah, they got that or I'll get a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, dude, I was on a date one time and I ate Cool Ranch Doritos and I tried to kiss her and she told me my breath stunk.
Oh, I would have loved it.
Dorito breath is a thing. It's not good. It's very pungent. Yes.
I ate so many Doritos. They were caked in my teeth that my teeth, you couldn't even feel tooth grooves. It was smooth like glass.
Cut your mouth on a Dorito because
they're so sharp.
All the time I would put them in as a triangle and go like that, and then Reggie would slam my mouth shut and make me break them for him.
Break them in your mouth for him.
Yeah, because he hated it because he thought he was too pimp-like. So he would take a triangle Dorito, put it in my mouth, and then slam my mouth shut. Like that.
That sounds painful.
You'd feed him like a baby bird. You'd feed him from your mouth.
No, they would fall out into a bowl, and then he would have friends over, and they would watch golf.
Well, the roof of your mouth bled.
I'd be in the emergency room. Terrible.
Oh, okay.
175 stitches.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Two bags of Doritos. You had a lot of friends coming over. Oh. I had to get them ready for the party.
Just Cool Ranch, or would you go with the nacho as well?
I do love a nacho.
I love a good nacho Dorito. I love it. But he was a good big stuff. Cool Ranch guy. Big Cool Ranch guy. The nacho guy was my mother's other friend. That was Julio. And he said, I think he said he did 8 years. So I'm assuming he was working. And he assaulted a battery or something. And then he would come over and make me break his Doritos. But he had me do that with my hand. I would just crunch him up like that, put him on bread and make Julio a sandwich.
Oh.
You were Julio's bitch.
That's not nice language. Pig fiends are a very serious cookie.
They're made for grown-up taste.
Yeah, crappy little kids can't eat them. I would always end up and I recommend just laugh.
Crappy little
kids. I would always say that.
Part of the song, but that's good.
Yeah,
I like that part.
Yeah, sometimes you get on a pig free to keep the little rugrats out of there, you know. So, Daniel, you like Cool Ranch Doritos? I'm team curling so far. What's your favorite kind of cake? And don't be shy.
On a cake, I like sometimes the cake. The cakes that always had the fillings.
Oh. Cake with Philly. You ever eat a piece of ice cream cake?
Ooh, good birthday cake. Parties, a lot of ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake was like gold. If it was my birthday,
really?
And the cake was ice cream cake, that'd be
make
like
a grill gold. Out of it. Just sit there with ice cream on your teeth. Yo, home.
Or gold, or maybe.
Come on, you guys.
Old watch.
Some of them are made of gold. Bill Devane is selling ice cream cake instead of gold, right? Right? You got it. You got it, Bobo.
So you like ice cream. Let me ask you something. Now, Daniel, I'm with you. Love a piece of ice cream cake. But the crunchies are the best. I was never allowed to have that part.
What?
That's no. I was never allowed to. They would all enjoy it on my birthday, and I would get to lick the bottom of the pan the next day.
That's it. Why wouldn't you get a piece of your own cake?
I asked that once. I had my liver kicked until I shit blood.
Happy birthday. Wow, that's awful.
Yeah, that's what my counselor said.
Oh, so you had to wait till the next day to lick the pan, because a birthday isn't complete without a good sheet cake.
Yeah, I was licking the pan and I got caught. This was Julio. He got very mad because he was saving that for his pit bull.
Where did Julio come from? I've known you for years. I've never heard of Julio. I feel like I'm missing out on a huge chunk of your life here.
Yeah, no, he did 8 years. I guess he was in Rawway or something. I don't know what happened. And he finally.
What's wrong with Cooked Way?
All right, here we go. Left turn, folks, coming up. That's my favorite comedy channel on Sirius, Rawway Comedy.
Yeah, see? Medium well.
Yeah, hold on a second. Well done, Way.
That's like one.
Of comedy.
Medium rare. Medium rare Way.
Yeah, I like a good medium rare piece of pizza.
What?
I like when a pizza's cold and the cheese is uncooked.
No, that's
and the dough isn't browned and
crunchy. I love that. Yeah, yeah. I hate a crispy crust.
Oh, who likes that on a pizza?
I like pizza that you can roll up into a ball and I can just lick the outside until I get to the sauce.
That's not pizza.
Well, that I could actually taste how horrible that would be.
It's delicious. You're licking the dough. You got the little powder part on the bottom that the baker was touching. Fucking crazy good. You should get closer to the camera, Daniel. What were you doing?
He really gets in there.
I like that. He's trying to see. You know what it is? He was trying to look down your shirt, Christina. I don't appreciate that. That's very dirty.
You can't do that. It's two-dimensional. You can't look down on a picture like that, Bobo.
Nothing but everything.
Yeah. That would be a good zoom if you could just reach in and pull the shirt back, take a peek in there. That's the future.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure is.
Maybe we'll get there during the pandemic.
I hope
this whole thing came out of the pandemic, so. I like a good, I like a Yankee Doodle. Those are my favorite little Drake's things to this day. If I had Yankee Doodle, and I used to shove the whole fucking Yankee Doodle right in there. So you get three of them in a package. So you had three to enjoy. So you just, and the cream in there and the.
Did they have a crispy cake? Oh, it was a cake. They didn't have, I like ring-a-dings.
Oh, I like the ring ding.
Yes.
Yes. Ring dings and yodels. A yodel. You'd unroll. First, you'd take the chocolate off. You'd skin it from the chocolate. Then you'd unroll the cake with the cream, and peel little slices off of it. Oh, the yodel.
Here in Pennsylvania, tasty cake is a big
deal. Love a yodel. Even Missy can't take it. She just
Missy!
Thinks
Missy!
Yes.
Yes.
Missy's
yes.
a big yodel fan, huh?
She loves a yodel.
That's the noise I would
She's
make.
She's yodeling.
I would eat a yodel, right? And I would go, yodelay, 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 hee-hoo, yodelay, hee-hoo, yodelay, 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 hee-hoo. And I would do that until one of my mother's friends would kick the yodel into my teeth. You ever have a yodel kicked into your teeth so hard that your mouth is closed, but you still get the whole yodel into your mouth? It's kicked through your teeth.
I hope you weren't eating those Doritos.
No.
So they grouted the lines in your teeth.
I was going, yodelay, hee-hoo, yodelay, 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 hee-hoo, and holding the yodel, and it got kicked straight through my teeth. I didn't even have to chew it.
It went into your mouth like a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
Yeah, like the way, like baleen, like a fucking whale eating burgers, whatever they eat, those fucking worthless, dumb sea mammal fucks.
They eat krill.
Hate them. I hate whales.
In Pennsylvania.
What's that big giant dick? Good for nothing but lamp oil. Whenever I see a whale, I go on whaling expeditions and I throw rocks at them. And I go, stop looking at this fat blub of whale oil pile of shit. People are like, what are you doing?
I can't believe PETA hasn't come after you yet.
What's that?
I can't believe PETA hasn't come after you yet.
Who's he?
The pumpkin eater.
Oh, Peter Parker? What's he going to go? Foot, 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 foot. Foot, foot, foot.
That's what Bobo's dick looks like. Peter Parker's wrists in his room. He's jizzing a lot, is what
he sure is. He's a young man eager to sink it into a young lady's hiney. Daniel, preach.
Yeah, during this pandemic when they make you freaking stay home, you can't go pick up girls.
Boy, I think we heard this.
Yeah. He's right. He's right. Well, you look good, though. You look happy. I haven't seen Daniel this happy in a long time. Why are you so happy, Bobes?
Because I see the chipper around. Anthony and Christina.
See? That's so nice. Sweet. That's so nice.
That's my
thank
humble
you, Bobo.
Chipper's around.
Oof. Send it. Oh. That's a humble smile.
Yeah. When a girl like says something.
It looks like an anus. Like a balloon knot.
Trying
that's
to do that.
Vulgar.
Oh.
Talk like a lady. I was going to share my song about what I did with my friends.
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. I want to hear a song.
Let me get a sip of water. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves, but don't have too much fun. What the hell am I going to be doing over here? You know?
I hope he doesn't. I hope he drinks it off camera.
I don't want him to get the bottle cap.
I want to see that little bird mouth thingy with the bottle.
I love that. I really miss that. You know, there are certain things that you take for granted. You know,
right, right.
It's not the same anymore. What is this?
Wetting my beak
with your fingers. That's worse, Aunt. Right there. Geez.
That is worse than the bottle cap. Oh, there he goes. Okay.
Wait, well, Bobo, what are you doing?
Oh, Bobo's got a
Metropolitan beverage.
I'm out of beef.
What were you drinking, Christina?
White wine, you know.
Ooh.
I got the red wine.
Bottle of white.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of mood you're in tonight.
We're going to sit there 10 feet away in a restaurant. You know, that's fucking, you know, Brenda and Eddie coughed on each other already. In the summer of 2020.
I like that. Yeah.
I love it. It's up to the time.
Yeah.
It's so trendy.
Yeah. Brenda says to Eddie, put a mask on already because my grandmother's 95. Fucking Eddie coughed in the old bitch's face and she dropped dead.
Somebody call Billy Joel and let him know. This is
This is the way he should do it for COVID. That's great.
Yeah. We'll get a table near the street and a pickup truck will run us over here in Queens. You see, that happened. God, who knew dining in the streets of New York would be dangerous?
Oh, you eat in the street. I said, eat in the street. Where else am I going to eat? You know, the Rockaway Speedway? You know, you mean the horse track? You know, where else am I going to eat in a restaurant?
He says it in a way where he assumes people are going to be laughing during the rest of his saying.
Yeah, they said he wanted to do outdoor dining.
The fucking shit out of me.
Outdoor dining. I said, yeah, sure, if you take me camping, but I'm in a restaurant. I'm sitting inside doing my spumoni. You know.
Outdoor dining, what... Why would you need dining? A rioter could steal your food.
Ah, they could. Walk right up and take it, Bobo. He's not wrong. He's not wrong, Chip.
Home run DK.
Chip, let's hear your song.
Oh, right. The song.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. It was about what we did to pass time.
Oh, during the COVID?
Yeah, the song came to me. Like I'm going to be singing someday to a boy 50 years from now.
Like your son or just a random boy?
Whoever asked about this time.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a song, like if we heard now about the Depression, an old 30s blues song or something.
It's like a shanty from the sea.
Oh, yeah, sea shanty.
Yeah.
Yo ho, yo ho! Right.
That's not nice. I'm sorry, Christina.
Oh God,
that's
very
rude.
I wasn't talking about Christina.
Damn it!
It's Pirates of the Caribbean. It was a sea shanty.
Yeah.
Oh, Christina, let me cheer you up.
God. Oh.
Oh.
The smile of humility.
I don't know what that is.
Butthole. It's a
calming.
It's humility. This, whoa! That's a lot of humility right there.
Sure is.
Getting hot in here.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All right, Daniel, how about this? I'll be an older gentleman. You'll be a young lad asking me about the COVID times. Say, how did you survive it?
Mr. Old Man Chipper, how are you surviving the corona?
And we laughed and we danced and we told tall tales. We regaled each other with tall tales.
I wasn't expecting
that. Can I please get that one more time?
Sure.
I got to have it sink in here.
What did you do to pass the time? And we laughed and we danced and we told tall tales. We regaled each other with tall tales.
The tall tales are very important in that song.
Sure.
We laughed and regaled.
We laughed and we danced and we told tall tales. We regaled each other with tall tales. That's how we got through these times.
Is that it? Is that the tall whole tales. Song or is it
That's
just one?
It. You just repeat it over and over, I would guess,
over
right?
Over and over again. Boy, you're going to be surprised. You're going to think of it later.
No shit. We all remember all the other things that Chip regaled us with.
Yeah.
Regaled. I like that. That's a good word. Tall tales. It's got a sea shanty cadence to it.
Yep.
It also has this weird kind of men without hats thing going on.
Men with hats, if you understand what I'm
saying. You know, safe like safety dance. It's got a modern safety dance, if you know, 80s is modern, safety dancing, but also an oldie time seaman. Seaman of the sea on a ship, a seaman.
Yes. Ahoy.
All right.
I messed up on that song too. God damn it. Why'd you remind me?
What happened?
I was trying to impress a girl one time, and she was a big Men Without Hats fan.
Oh, no.
I thought it was the Safeway song.
No, it's the safety dance.
Dance.
S-S-A-A-F-F-E-E-W-A-A-A-Y-Y-Y-Y, Safeway. And then she's like, that's the wrong song.
We could shop if we want to. Yes, Safeway. Okay.
Yeah. No.
So she wasn't impressed, I gather?
No. She hated that I just kept going S-S-S-S-A-A-A-F-F-F-E-E. She was surprised how many albums I could do that in a row.
Oh, wow.
Thought it would turn her on in the car. Well,
I'm surprised it didn't. I know I was soaking wet down here from that.
Well, people aren't going to remember that one as much as they do your old sea shanty about COVID.
And we left and we danced and we told tall tales. We regaled each other with tall tales.
Aren't tall tales just lies?
They're stories that we made up to entertain each other.
Oh, all right. It's a good word. Good
like way to I, put told lying. This, I told the story. I made up the tale of the dancing warlock to entertain my friends.
Fucking
is that what where the title of your book came from?
Well, I'm very much into the realm of the warlock. So I talk about the warlock. And I mess with Ouija.
You mess with the Ouija?
Yeah, boom, boom. E-V-I-L.
Right.
Evil.
Right.
Scary. I don't know. That's scary. I never even liked that as a kid at a slumber party. You'd be playing with that. And it was just very, I didn't like dabbling in the dark arts.
You don't want to welcome
I,
the dark
I still don't.
Well, I'll be honest.
Yes, of course.
The dark arts are where the warlock gets his power of the spirit.
Oh, so you have to toy around with that stuff to let him know, let Satan know that you're still with him.
That's right.
All right.
How often do you talk to the spirit?
What we're doing.
How often? Whenever I'm lonely.
I hope we just see swinging feet in the next fucking shot. Oh, damn it.
Mr. Malunigan wants to go back in the kitchen.
Oba was here.
Mr. Malunigan wants to go in the kitchen for what? What's he going to do? Make you some meatballs? Come on, what are you doing over there?
No, that's where his little couch is.
He's got a couch?
Oh, God. The dog's got a couch. There are homeless people out there.
He's got a little mini dog bed.
I load the UPS trucks, and sometimes my hands hurt. The world's gotten itself in a great big hurry, all right? Maybe I could shoot the manager kind of, you know, like a bonus or something.
Listen, we've been talking for quite a little while here.
Having some laughs, telling some tall tales.
We're regaling each other.
We were regaling each other. Yes, of yodels and cupcakes.
When they say, "Ah, babe, whatever you yodel, it makes me drip."
Yeah.
Oh, it's like Swiss Miss instant cocoa commercial.
Oh, look at him coughing over there. He's fucking coughing.
Oh.
COVID.
Ew, COVID curling. COVID curling.
COVID curling. Oh, Bubba, you okay?
I do have a ton of Corona in the fridge.
I think he means the beer. I think he means the beer.
And he's living in COVID, Queens. Listen.
You know what's really funny? My Corona. Have you heard that yet?
Not until right now.
That's great.
Oh, good. That would make a great parody. I'm thinking of doing it.
Oh, you should. That's hilarious.
It's topical. Stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yada, my Corona. And just do that with your arms. People are going to go crazy.
I'll add that in.
You should yodel it.
I love to yodel, babe. Believe me, when I get down there, I yodel, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yodeling in the canyon.
Yeah, close pit on my nose.
Yodeling. Chip.
Daniel, my dear friend, what are you promoting?
I'm promoting right now, just trying to get through this whole pandemic, and I've been releasing some videos here and there.
Oh, you have?
What kind of videos, and where can we see them, my friend?
They're on my YouTube, Daniel Curlin on YouTube.
Okay.
I released one a couple months ago, and I'm releasing a sequel to it. First one, I released a little video of Mr. Malunigan, the beer thief.
People love seeing Mr. Malunigan.
They do, right?
I know I do.
Ah, it's adorable.
hope you make one called Mr. Maloonigan, the tire rubber thief. The truck bumper paint thief.
Oh, that is terrible.
Well, good luck, and Daniel Curland on YouTube. Christina, my beautiful friend, what are you promoting? Anything besides your sexy channel with your little Uggs?
Just be my friend on social media, and I'm here to promote Chip. So vote for Chip on TBS.
Yes.
Tournament of Laughs. Make him number one. Take him to the top.
Thank you.
He deserves it. Chip deserves it.
By the way, Anthony, did you see Craig Schenkel's poem? You didn't see it, huh?
Ugh.
Oh, boy. I'm sure this is exactly how Anthony wanted to end the night.
No, I don't have it with me, but it's called When the Bees Bring the Honey. And I don't think you...
When the Bees Bring the Honey.
Yeah.
And it's done in the inimitable Schenkel style.
I can't do the impression, but he says, like, the bees bring the honey because the honey tastes sweet. The honey tastes sweet because the bees bring the honey.
So fucking redundant.
I'm concerned you wouldn't like it.
I'm glad you're concerned about that, and you're correct. I don't.
I'm waiting for the ugh.
Ugh, yeah, ugh. I'm not a big fan of Mr. Schenkel. Ugh. Mr. Schenkel, Craig, he's okay. I don't have no problems with him as a person, but
sure.
Some of his works, especially his poetry, I'm not a big fan.
You may find it. Yeah, you may not like it. I'll show it to you next week. If you're on next week, I'll show you a little bit of it.
I'd love
to. Got a nice flavor to it.
Ugh. Not as nice as your flavor, though, Chip.
No, especially his slammed poetry.
Babe, oh, that's favorite. Fucking hot. You like my flavor.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Spitting rhymes or something.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is COVID, and we all wear a mask, and we wear a mask to protect us. But they say the mask will protect you, but I say you protect me from who? From me? Mask. That means mask? Don't tell.
Oh. Wow. Mask. You may ask. Don't tell.
He's like
just as... Yeah, he's just as profound as any slam poet I've ever seen in my life, which tells you a lot about every slam poet I've ever seen in my life. Not so much about Chip.
This is real talent here, man. Just appreciate the talent that is in front of us.
I do, babe. On a weekly basis.
And Anthony, you're on
yes, sir.
Compound Media. I've not had an invitation. I know Norton has not had an invitation.
Oh.
And he would like to come back on.
We are back at the New York studios. You will get an invitation Monday. I want you on there. Yes, I'm back in the city now. And it's just wonderful what they've done with the New York City these days. It's fabulous.
Looks good. Looks great.
Oh, it smells great. It looks great. It's perfect for a 90 degree day to have the streets full of nothing but homeless mental patients.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss it so much.
You know, so nutty right. Down there, they ought to be a fruitcake factory.
You ought to take a nutcracker with you.
What'd you say, babe? Go ahead.
I said I really just miss everything about New York, like getting my purse stolen at a pizzeria. And
that's right.
There you go.
Our own
Garrett got assaulted. Garrett, who does my show, got assaulted. He was in Brooklyn. He got off a train. He was walking, and a guy was walking right next to him. He tried to kind of zigzag away from him, and the guy walked right up, and Garrett turned around and he goes, what do you, and the guy takes this overhand swing.
No.
Garrett moved, he hit his ear, and Garrett runs away, and the guy goes, hey, come on back here. So they're just like beating people in the streets.
Who was the guy? Why'd he do it?
It was me. I wasn't a fan of how he was doing the show.
There you go.
No, of course not. It was just some guy that was angry with things and needed to take it out on Garrett.
Stolen from, right? Like
he ran away in time and didn't get punched. If he got punched in the face, they would have taken his phone and everything. But
right now.
You got to keep that hand on a swivel, Bobo.
Yes.
Whatever's in there.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Listen. We got to wrap it up. I love you guys. Let's count it down. Chipperson, victory should be mine.
Oh, yes. Vote for Chip.
10, 9, 8.
Oh.
7, 6, 5. 5,
4.
3.
Says no, this isn't a countdown. It doesn't abide by the rules.
2.
Oh, okay.
1.
Chippy-kaye
for the muckers.
For the muckers.
Thank you for regaling me with your tall tales.
Tall tales.